"You think, then, sir, that I should give the information to the Governor-General?" said I quietly. Well, you must not do anything rash, or that you might repent. Let me hear all about it, Small. Give me the facts." I told him the whole story, with small changes, so that he could not identify the places. When I had finished, he stood stock still and full of thought. I could see by the twitch of his lip that there was a struggle going on within him. "This is a very important matter, Small," he said at last. "You must not say a word to anyone about it, and I shall see you again soon."
2 nights later, he and his friend Captain Morstan came to my hut in the dead of night with a lantern.
"I want you just to let Captain Morstan hear that story from your own lips, Small," said he.
I repeated it as I had told it before.
"It rings true, eh?" said he. "It's good enough to act upon."
Captain Morstan nodded.
"Look here, Small," said the Major. "We have been talking it over, my friend here and I, and we have come to the conclusion that this secret of yours is hardly a government matter, after all, but is a private concern of your own, which, of course, you have the power of disposing of as you think best. Now the question is, what price would you ask for it? We might be inclined to take it up, and at least look into it, if we could agree as to terms."
He tried to speak in a cool, careless way, but his eyes were shining with excitement and greed.